This episode is about NXT UK and NXT US. I just think NXT US was a bad episode, but I will get into it more. But this is about NXT US and NXT UK, so I hope you enjoy it. We started off with the Women's Battle Royal. I believe there was like 19 people in there. I believe so. I don't really know because I didn't keep track of how many people were in there. But because it was a little messy and I didn't know all the people, they should have introduced all the people before the whole battle royal started. But I thought, for the most part, the battle royal was a little messy. And I didn't like that Candice LeRae won the battle royal, but that's not the same. She isn't a good wrestler because she is a good wrestler. I just prefer Shotzi Blackheart or Tegan Nox win the battle royal to take on Io Shirai. That's not to say Candice LeRae is a bad wrestler. She's good at what she does. I just wanted to see Shotzi or Tegan get the title shot. And I wanted to see if one of those people can win the title, but nonetheless, it is Candice LeRae and Io Shirai at NXT TakeOver. And then we had Tommaso Ciampa versus Jake Ellis. Tommaso Ciampa took out Jake Ellis a couple weeks ago. Did a DDT on the steel rampway. And did a slingshot into the apron a couple weeks ago. So Jake Ellis was looking for revenge. In other words, Tommaso Ciampa destroyed Jake Ellis again. But to me, that was just a squash match. But again, just like I said, forgive this. That doesn't mean Jake Ellis is not a good wrestler. I just think the way they positioned Jake Ellis in that match was horrible. I'll be right back. Welcome to Marks and Witcher. Welcome back. I just have to say one thing. I work very hard on this podcast. I'm new at this. So can you please help me share this podcast with your friends? With anyone that likes wrestling. Yes, I'm in a wheelchair. That's why the name is Marks in a Wheelchair. But I love wrestling. I love talking about wrestling. So the more listeners I can get, and the more feedback I can get from the listeners of my podcast, the more topics I can talk to you guys about. But back to the show. So please share this and subscribe and give me 5 stars on Apple, Good Pods, and everywhere you get your podcast. Roderick Strong and Danny Burch beat Fabian Eichner and Raul Mendoza for a shot for a title, NXT title shot at TakeOver. But now the Undisputed Era is Oney and Logan have to face each other to find out who will challenge Breezango at TakeOver. I thought that was a good match, but yeah, I thought it was good to have that. All right, now I will, and then, of course, Johnny Gargano attacked Damian Priest after he defeated Austin Theory in a non-title match, because Johnny Gargano had a match with Damian Priest at TakeOver. So that happened. And yeah, not much there. I didn't like that, but it could have been a lot more brutal for my liking. NXT this week, US wasn't that good to me. To me, it was lackluster. But some people might like NXT US this week. I didn't. But that's here and there. And then Rich Holland took on somebody I've got, but he crushed his opponent. I like Rich Holland. He's a good rugby guy. He was in NXT UK. Hopefully he goes back to NXT UK because I think he would do good over there. That is, if he wants to go back over there, that is Rich Holland. And then we had the Eliminator match. I thought that was okay. Roderick Strong will get the title shot against Finn Balor at TakeOver, so that could be exciting. So all in all, NXT US was a 4 for me this week, because I didn't like it. But I will come back with my NXT UK review after this break. So I'll be back, and yeah. Today's NXT UK for September 24th was the best show for NXT stuff this week. I like NXT UK better than the NXT US this week. But I like both NXT shows, but this episode is gonna be about NXT UK, and here we go. So the show was about Katie Ray and Piper Niven. They were building up to that match. That one was a really good match. Hard hitting for the women. Kelly Lay looked like she busted her kneecap or leg, and that played into the finish, but Kelly Lay came victorious. Because he took the buckle, the bottom turnbuckle pad off, and Piper Niven did a backwards senton into the corner and missed. And that's how Kaylee Ray retained the NXT UK Women's Champion belt. And then Ginny was behind Kaylee Ray while Kaylee Ray was in the ring raising her hands because of victory. And so I think Ginny is gonna come for the NXT UK belt. That would be good because I like Ginny's very good at what she does for the UK people and probably the US NXT, but she's in UK right now. I'm not sure if she's ever gonna come to the United States NXT, but nonetheless, she's good at what she does. So you got Kaylee Ray retaining her women's NXT championship against Piper Niven. And then they talked about the tournament that they're gonna crown and they did a bunch of magic. Pete Dunne put together the matches with Scala and picked the random order. So we now know who's gonna be facing off in the tournament. And they got one wild card in this tournament. And then Walter took on Saxton Huntley. That match was very hard hitting as well. Walter is a good NXT World United States United Kingdom champion. Walter is a real big guy, tall guy. He was on the bump like last week promoting the return of NXT UK. You should watch the WWE The Bump from last week on the WWE Network, or if you're in the UK, watch it on BT Sports. They probably have that. I just like this episode, and I'm happy the UK is back. It's a real good program on the WWE Network and BT Sports. Can't wait for a UK takeover event I don't know when they're gonna have one, but I can't wait. Can't wait for new champions to be crowned. But I like the champions that they have now. But I think NXT UK versus NXT US should be a should be and could be one of the best things that would work for the WWE if they wanted to do that. Tell me what you guys think. And I will see you on the flip side. Don't forget to subscribe and rate me 5 stars. And follow me on Twitter at Mark's Podcast. And get your podcast wherever you can. And hashtag Mark's in a wheelchair. Make this podcast number one. And thank you for listening to Mark's in a wheelchair. Got that show. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. I will put my links below. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Mark's Podcast on Twitter. And as I shall have a good night and talk to you soon. Bye.